For the 14th of Cheshvan, good evening. We are on page 162 in the article Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, and we are in Simen Yud Aleph Sif Yud Beis. We continue talking about the halachas of mezuzah, learning many, many interesting detailed halachas about what type of walls require mezuzah, what type of houses require mezuzah, the height the mezuzah is supposed to be on. And now we continue Sif Yud Beis. Yesh loy shtei mezuzahs. An entrance that has two doorposts. The ein loy mashkeif, but does not have a lintel, does not have that crossbar on top. Al shiyesh alein kippa kimin kesh. Rather, in place of a lintel, there is an arched covering in the shape of a bow, like a rainbow, above the doorpost. And they show a beautiful picture on the left side over here, like an arched doorway. Ayafilu gam mezuzas ein loy, or even in a case where there are no distinct doorposts. The arch begins curving upwards from the floor, thus forming the two sides of the entrance. You can imagine an archway that starts on the ground and goes like this. It's always a constant rainbow of a doorway. Instead of a doorway that goes up and then curves over and then down. Either of those two cases, if the arched entrance contains a space of 10 tefachim high by 4 tefachim wide, that is, the opening of the arch does not narrow to less than 4 tefachim before it reaches a height of 10 tefachim, chayv. So it has to have a airspace within the doorway of 4 tefachim by 10 tefachim. So, and then it will have, then it'll be chayv and mezuzah, that's chayv. And those stores, she'oisin mezuzah achas, that have one of the doorposts made min hakarka ha'mashkeif, so that it reaches from the floor until the lintel, but not both doorposts are like that. Rather, not both doorposts are like that. Min hakarka ha'mashkeif, so that it reaches from the floor until the lintel. Mezuzah achas, and the other doorpost, she'ena magiyah ha'mashkeif, so that it does not reach the lintel. Rak, instead, she'koinsin es ha'koinsin la'erech amah yaser, close to the lintel, the wall is indented for an amah or more, because as depicted in the diagram, the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch makes beautifully. So again, the way that it looks is that the right side of the doorway, one of the sides of the doorway, it's a regular side of a door. And on the other side, while it goes up, the side of the doorway does not go all the way into the ceiling immediately straight up. It rather takes a detour as a bit of an inlet, and then it goes up towards the ceiling after that inlet. If that doorpost, whose height reaches all the way to the lintel, in this picture it's on the right side, he is situated at the right of the entrance, then you put the mezuzah on the right side, which is what you're supposed to be doing anyway. If the smaller doorpost, which does not go all the way up, the one with the little inlet, is on the right of the entrance, if it's still 10 tefachim high, then put the mezuzah on that side. But if the doorpost on the side, on the right side, is not high enough, is not 10 tefachim high, and then it goes in away from the actual doorway, the mezuzah should be placed on the wide area, meaning on the part that is indented inside that doorway area. Very strange type of mezuzah that you'd have in that situation. Sif yud gimel yeshayim, some say. The excitement, you should just know, the excitement of Hilchas Mezuzah, where a lot of people get very involved, is all the different types of doorways. I have a wonderful sefer over here. It's called Hilchas Mezuzah, written by a rabbi, Cherba, and he has tons and tons of pictures of all the most interesting doorways. And that's where a lot of the excitement of Hilchas Mezuzah comes up. Sifid Gimel Yeshayim, some say, da'afilu ein delosais lepesach, that even if an entrance does not have doorways, chayav mezuzah, it requires mezuzah. The Yeshayim and others say, to be in dafka dalas, that in order to require a mezuzah in an entrance, must have a door. Meaning, if it does not have a door, and it's just a doorway, so to speak, an entranceway, but without a door, there's a machlekes, whether in such a case, it would require a mezuzah or not. But lechein, therefore, lo yikba es mezuzah, one should not affix the mezuzah, until he first hangs the doorway, the door, into that entranceway. The reason that one should not affix the mezuzah first and then attach the door, and also, like we said in the Hilchos Tefillin, when you put up the mezuzah, it should be already done in the required mitzvah manner. As opposed to if you put the mezuzah up first and then you added the door, then it would only be needing a mezuzah after the mezuzah was already on the door. There's a footnote of here Note 33, why it is that there are opinions that a doorway would need, that the entranceway would need a door. This is derived from the fact that the word shara gate, upon which the Torah requires a mezuzah to be affixed, it says, al mezuzos beisecha v'yishurecha, connotes an opening with a door. In this case, as in all cases of disputed requirement, one should affix the mezuzah, but not recite the blessing. Very interesting. So if you have any of the arch or doorways or any hallways of an opening without the actual door, so then it would only require a mezuzah misafik in that case. And there's no bracha required in that case. Sif yud dalet. Also a house or a room that's not made to be permanently inhabited. In note 34, it says that what does it mean to be permanently inhabited? If it's used on a constant basis, even if it's used primarily for storage, at least it's used on a constant basis. So such a doorway that's not used on a constant basis, potter is exempt from the requirement of mezuzah. That's made on sukkahs, potter is exempt because obviously it's not a place which is fixed dwelling.
Even though we're dwelling in it for 8 days.
Exactly. Even though we're dwelling it in for the Yom Tov of Sukkos, but since it's not a place that we are consistently staying, so therefore a person would not be required to put a mezuzah on there, and nobody on the planet puts mezuzahs on their
Right.
sukkah. There's note 36. It says that the Kitzur writes that one who has a room of his house, which during the year certainly must have a mezuzah, that is transformed into a sukkah by removing the roof, like some people have removable roofs and they put their sukkah on that. That room would require a mezuzah because that is a room which is generally used. The Mishneh Berurah, however, cites the Prima Gadim, who holds that even such a room is exempt from the requirement of mezuzah during the days of Sukkos. Interestingly, so yeah, a person technically could take down the mezuzah.
My uncle has that. He has a sunroof in his kitchen.
The
So
Mishneh Berurah would say that in that
he opens it up and he puts ah.
my Rebbe Zechariah Levracha, Rabbi Yochum Kaplan, Zechariah Tzaddik L'Kaddish Levracha, a very halakhic person, his son, who should live and be well, made a sukkah where the room that it usually has a roof, it has a bike that they bike on it and it hydraulically lifts the roof off to be able to put schach on it. So, but again, that would not require a mezuzah according to the Mishneh Berurah. The Kitzur disagrees. According to Moshe Feinstein, the footnote considered a mezuzah is still required during sukkahs in this case, since the sukkah serves as a room for the entire year, just like the Kitzur said. Okay, so let's go back. Likewise, those stores that are made on market daily may meshach yirid, but they're only the store, the structure of this store is only made for the duration of the fair, which they used to have in the olden days. The Akriach where a person would have a convention, and afterwards they are taken apart. Or they're left there, but it's not used outside of those few days of the convention. Piturim, they are exempt from mezuzah. However, those shops that are regularly used and stocked with merchandise, mezuzah, obviously a regular store would require a mezuzah. But a store that's only used during the fair, during the conventions, that would not require any mezuzah. Sif tes vav. Achsadra, a pavilion. A pavilion in footnote 38 says an outdoor structure that is well ventilated and is usually entirely open on the fourth side. So let's say a three-sided room with a fourth side open to the outside air. Sheyesh lo shalish mechitzas, that has three walls. V'tikra al gabein, with a roof upon them. Uprutza berevias, and it's open on the fourth side. Avo b'sheyesh lo shtei patsimen, even if it has doorposts on the two ends of the fourth side, kemoitzuras pesach, in the manner of a regular doorway, on the fourth side it has a big doorway. Peturim, in that case, it is not required a mezuzah, because those doorposts are not actually made to be a door, but rather to serve as supports for the roof, because otherwise you wouldn't be able to have it if there was no structurally
Right.
doorpost on the fourth side. However, the pavilion, this outdoor structure, has a wall on the fourth side as well. Even if the walls of the structure are low, they and they don't go all the way up. Even if the walls are on all sides, are made up of a series of windows, the entire structure would require a mezuzah, because in that case it does have a fourth wall. Sif Tes Zion. Beis Shar, gatehouse, not so common. Which is a small house built next to the gate of a courtyard. Which the watchman sits, and he writes in Yiddish, ganig, and a balcony, through which one ascends to an upper floor. Vagina, and a garden. Vadir, and a pen for animals. So all these cases, whether it's the watchman's house, or it's a balcony, or it's some sort of, which, or it's a garden or a pen for animals, two mezuzahs, all these cases are pater from mezuzah, kevan she'ein asur l'dir, because people don't live in these areas. V'im yesh bayis hachayav mezuzah. However, if there is a house or a room that does require mezuzah, psuach le'echad me'elu, and that room, like let's say you have a bedroom that opens up into one of these rooms, or to a pavilion, in those cases they would be chayav mezuzah. Even if there's a entrance beyond the room of the house that goes into the pavilion, now the pavilion goes into another area, so that would all require a mezuzah because it's being used to go into the house. Chayavim af bepesach shenichnasim l'shusra, like we said. Even on those entrances through which people enter from the public domain. V'lachim, therefore, shari chatzeres, the gates of courtyards, v'shari mevayis, the gates of streets, v'shari medinas vayaris, the gates of provinces and cities, kulam chayav mezuzah, all require mezuzah, kevin shabbatim achayav mezuzah, psuchim l'techem, because the houses all open up into these more public areas, afilo asar batim. The above halacha applies even to 10 houses or rooms, ze pesuach l'zeh, v'ze pesuach l'zeh, each one is opening into another area. Even the 9-hour rooms are, for whatever reason, never used, or whatever reason, they're not going to be chayav mezuzah. If a pnimi chayav mezuzah, but if the innermost room is chayav mezuzah, kulan chayavim, all of them would require mezuzah because you have to go through all of these rooms to get out of the house from the innermost room. So they're all going to require mezuzah. Therefore, a gate that opens from a garden into a courtyard, chayav mezuzah, would need a mezuzah. The Yeshayim, however, some say the base shar umir peses chayavim, that a gatehouse and a balcony on their own do require a mezuzah. I feel in bias bezuach lehem, even if there is no house or room open to them, like we said earlier. The Yesh the kavah b'lei brach, and therefore, like all the cases of questionable requirements of mezuzah, a person puts up the mezuzah but without making a bracha. Sif Yud Zayin. Let's move on. Base hamerchatz, a bathhouse or borsuki, and a tannery, that's where the person was, leather, ubeisa tvila, and a house for going to the mikvah. Ptur, and all these are pater from a mezuzah, pnei einan l'diras kavod, because they are not used for a dignified residence. Aval, but refes bakar, a cattle barn, the cheder shemegadlim boy oifes, and a room which chickens are raised, ubeisa tevin v'eitzim, and a storehouse for straw or wood, v'oitzer shal yayin or shal mashkin, and storerooms of wine or other drinks, and shear bias chayavin, if they have their requisite minimum measurement of a house that we spoke about earlier, 4x4 amas, they do require mezuzahs. V'yesh paitrim, some authorities again maintain that they are exempt from a mezuzah, and if that was the case, once again, it's putting up a mezuzah without a bracha. And footnote 46, he's any room that requires a mezuzah must be similar to the function in function to a house. This excludes these rooms that are not made for a dignified function, a bathhouse or a house of going to the mikvah, because their central function involves a state of undress, and a tannery, it smells very, very badly, so therefore those don't require mezuzah. Sif Yud Ches, b'makom shatinoikas mitzuyin, on the entrance to a place in which children are inside of such a place, and they're very dirty in these places, or a place in which people occasionally wash themselves, or people urinate in that place, the mezuzah should be covered in that case. However, only for occasional temporary uses, do we rely on the covering of mezuzah. But if it's a place that's used, like we previously mentioned, for a degrading use, for example, if a person using that as a sewage area, covering the mezuzah will not be enough. So a person would not be putting a mezuzah in that case. All the mezuzah is only put into a place where it would be a sometime usage of, might be a degrading usage only sometimes. Sif Yud Tes. Bias, the entrance of a house. By the way, if a child is in a room, and he does other things in that room besides for go to the restroom, obviously, that's a regular room of the house. Sif Yud Tes. Bias, the entrance of a house, v'chein chatzar, and also a courtyard, shegam akum darsham, in which an idolater also lives there, potter, it's exempt from the requirement of mezuzah. So therefore, an apartment building would not require a mezuzah if there are Jews and non-Jews both living there. Sif chaf, and we conclude here, martef, a cellar, and in fact, in Yiddish, he writes a keller, sha mezuzah is im ha-pesach sheikh vim baretz, whose doorposts and entrance lie on the ground in a horizontal position, meaning it's flat on the ground, like you might see in Brooklyn on Avenue. UJ, where the cellar doorways are flat on the ground. So Potter, it's Potter for mezuzah in that case. You don't have to put a mezuzah sideways on that door. The line nicker mezuzah ela kishay medes. Because for something to be considered a doorpost, it has to be standing vertically. And if it's not standing vertically, it's not considered a doorpost. Everyone should have